The entrance to the cave gaped in the yellowish rock like an open mouth. Joel had caught up with Rascal now. Like the dog, he too forgot instantly about the game of chase. "Wow, look at that," he said in amazement, and immediately began to cross the scrubby ground to get a closer look. Rascal followed nervously. Something about the darkness of the cave made him uneasy. He stayed a short way behind Joel, who had reached the cave now. The boy took a couple of steps inside. The entrance was tall enough for him to stand, but the roof became lower almost immediately. Another few steps and his head would be bumping against rock unless he bent over. But then, another few steps and the daylight wouldn't have much effect on the cave's gloomy darkness. "Can't see how far back it goes," declared Joel. Rascal peered into the blackness. He couldn't see much either, but that wasn't what was bothering him. There was the scent of something in there, something other than the cool dampness of the rock. The fur on the back of his neck rose. It had to be an animal of some kind. But what was it? It wasn't rabbit, and it wasn't squirrel. He knew those scents too well. Suddenly, something moved in the darkness ahead. It was as if a ragged patch of the blackness had ripped itself free and was tumbling towards him. A terrible shrill scream tore through the air. Rascal couldn't help himself. With a yelp of terror, he turned and fled. "So what was it?" asked Joel's older sister, Catherine. "A bat," answered Joel. "Well, there might have been more than one. It was hard to tell." Rascal was lying underneath the small table in the kitchen. They were back in the cabin. The family had eaten, and now they were just sitting and talking. Usually this was Rascal's favourite spot in the cabin. It was nice and warm, and he could drift off to sleep to the sound of the family's voices. But tonight was different. He couldn't get comfortable. Couldn't relax.